What's going on, Legionnaires? Welcome to another episode of the Legion of Comic Correction. We talk all things garbage! I mean, we're not pulling punches tonight.
No.
We're not pulling punches.
Oh my gosh.
Nope.
Patreon, this goes out to you. You guys voted on it, and apparently...
Apparently, our Patreon members don't like it.
The people wanted it.
I think at this point, it's torture. I think it's torture.
All of our friends just getting back at us, saying, I hate these three.
Can I say, though, that we kind of brought on ourselves?
We did.
Because we named ourselves the Legion of Comic Correction.
We did.
Because we're trying to correct things.
Yep. It's not wrong. It's not what we should be doing.
We named ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had no part in that.
Well, I was trying to make you feel included. He wants to feel included.
He wants to be a part of it when it doesn't involve having to have to deal with this stuff.
He's like, I'm not only involved.
Only bring me in for the good things.
I'll be involved when it's good movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I said, I don't need to be involved.
Greg,
you're walking home.
Right now.
You do need to be involved.
Greg, you're hobbling home.
I have a broken leg.
He does have a broken leg.
And you're going to make me walk home?
Yes.
It's Bill's character, right?
Bill's character.
What happens when we fall?
I'll give you a knife.
We'll learn to pick ourselves back up.
Yeah, I would have my knife with me,
but it's been three days.
I work in a school, so I can't take it with me to work. I came right from work.
There you go.
All right. Well, we're talking about a Patreon-voted correction. We've been doing video game series. We've been going through different stuff. We were doing it to lead up to the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Now, see, here's the thing that I think really happened. We were talking about Mario Brothers, and we were talking about video games, and somebody, one of us, it could be me, said, you know what we could do? Max Payne. And that was in an episode, and then somebody heard that and was like, torture!
Well, no, now, so, okay, so I'll be honest. So when that was mentioned.
Yeah.
And then I put together a poll on Patreon.
Yeah.
And I included Max.
At the end of the day, it's whoever puts the polls up. That is true.
You could have rigged this. I wasn't going to say other people.
Listen, but I also
put other stuff in there.
I also had Street Fighter Legend of Chun-Li on there.
That could have been worse.
I think that would have probably been worse than this.
Probably.
I don't know, though. I haven't seen it.
I've seen it.
Don't vote for it.
Don't vote for it.
All right. Well, we've been doing some video game episodes because of Super Mario Brothers, and we did Super Mario Brothers, but there's still a few that we're going through that are Patreon voted, and we want to make sure.
We probably should still do the old Super Mario Brothers.
We should. But
we should.
We respect our Patreon members, and so if you vote for it, we're going to do it.
We got to it.
Yeah.
We're here.
We might take a really long time.
We might be late here.
But we do it. We do what you guys ask.
Yes.
So you guys voted for it, so we're going to be talking about it. So we're doing a regular old comic correction on the Max Payne movie from 2008. Oh, and it was
Maximum Payne.
It was Maximum Payne.
It was Max Payne.
I loved it.
This guy over here, he's going to have a double perfection.
You have an idiot, too.
This guy. It's going to be a double perfection
double
for Harry.
Double perfection.
I'm right here.
Yeah, right. He's here. I thought you said something else. No, you didn't. All right, so as always, we'll be going through our Carnage Report, our comic review, and then our verdict. And these ones, the bad ones, guys, we watch them so you don't have to. So if you like listening to things like this, if you like listening to podcasts about comic books and video games and movies, TV shows, and all those cool things, we do it right here every week.
Yes, sir.
And if you want to help us out, there are three main ways you can help us out. One, just by liking and subscribing, hitting that bell. Make sure it helps us with the algorithm on YouTube. It really helps out our channel. And I've been looking at the analytics. I know you usually do.
Yep.
But I've been looking at it. And at this point, the people who watch, there's like 30 or 40% of them that watch aren't subscribed. So if you're in that percentage, subscribe. It's not hard. Just click a button. Just hit the button over here.
It's over here somewhere. Just hit it.
Is it mirrored? It's somewhere. And then the bell, too. The bell is really only if you want to hear us. Hit that subscription button.
Yep.
If you want to help us out in a little bit of a bigger way, you can go down. Links in the description to our website right down here. You can go to that description, and you can buy sweet merch like that, sweet merch like this, and sweet merch like all of that over there.
Swaggeroni.
Yes, you can go in there and you can buy stuff, and that helps support our show and make it better. And if you want to go to an even more personal way, you can go down into the description, hit our Patreon link.
You can write us notes.
You could. You can. Well, you can on Patreon. You can comment.
Do you like me? Yes, no, maybe.
X for yes, O for no. You can go down there and click that link, and you can become a Patreon supporter. There's three different tiers. You get all different kinds of things, like voting on content, like Max Payne.
Yep.
You can also see behind-the-scenes stuff and get extra content, like extra podcasts, early access to our podcast,
fun stuff,
and discount codes to the sweet merch store on our website. So go and help us out. We would love it. We can't do this show without you guys. And you know what? We would have never watched Max Payne without these guys.
No, we wouldn't. Nope. Wouldn't have done it.
So thank you. Let's get into our Carnage report for Max Payne. All right, what do you guys think? How much money do you think this movie cost to make? And then how much money do you think it made? What do you think? We'll start with you, Harry. How much do you think it cost to make? And how much do you think it made?
Oh, my gosh.
2008.
Yeah, 2008.
I'm going to say
Marky Mark.
100.
100 million for the
and
budget?
18.
18 million for the profits?
No, I said 118.
Oh, okay.
Budget.
Okay.
And probably
okay. Like,
118 budget.
Harry, not even in ballparks.
I don't think so. 118 for budget. What do you think? How much do you think it made?
135.
Ooh, all right. Solid guesses.
Those are good guesses.
Solid guesses. Yeah. I'm going to say...
Actually, 18 million might be a better guess.
I'm going to say... I don't know if I want to cross 100 million. I'm going to say 98 okay. million.
98 for the budget?
For the budget.
Okay.
And I'm going to say it made... 122.
122. Wow, you guys are generous.
Ooh. Interesting. Interesting.
The budget?
Yes, sir.
35 million.
Holy what? Crap.
They 34 went to Marky Mark.
For $35 million.
I'll look it up.
Look that up, how Harry. How much did Mark Wahlberg get for this movie?
And the worldwide gross?
Yep.
A whopping $87
million. Wow.
$87
million. I am actually completely blown away and surprised
by
that.
Compared to its budget.
It almost made three times its budget.
Yeah, it made a good amount of money.
Wow, this is...
We don't really know why.
My whole dynamic is thrown off on this.
But
I'm completely thrown off by this
movie.
I'm
really confused. 20th Century
Fox. I'm really
Fox,
confused by this movie entirely.
$35 million was
I
the budget.
I just don't get it.
Google itself is like, how much did Mark Wahlberg get paid for? And it's like, did all the famous ones.
Yep,
and then it was
M,
and it was like Magic Mike. And then it was like Max, and it just didn't say
it
anything.
It just didn't figure it out.
MXP, nothing.
Nothing.
Wait. I had to type out Max Payne, the whole thing.
So what did you get?
You're going to push enter.
What are you talking about?
It's going to say zero.
Doesn't understand.
First thing that came up, 12 actors who got paid for a ton of awful movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. All right, well, while you're looking that up, we're going to move on to cast. So let us know when you find it. All right, so
Mark Wahlberg.
For Max Payne, Mark Wahlberg,
and the Funky
we're
Bunch.
Done.
Yeah, that's all we really...
Else, right?
Well, I think Mila Kunis, but... That's about it, right?
Really? Mila? I mean, she was. Yeah, so Mark Wahlberg came in as Max Payne. Which,
how much do you think he did?
How much do you think he made?
Yeah.
I think he made...
$18
million. I'm going to say $8
million. 15.
15? You were real close.
Yep.
But that's... Dude, that's $35 million
that's
budget.
Almost half.
$15 million. That means the entire rest of the movie was only made for $20 million.
I wonder how much Mila Kunis made.
Probably like $2 million, $3
million.
Dude,
this movie might have been made for... $10 million.
You know what? They had a stinger. So of course they did.
Well,
Now, to give us some context, right? We were looking at this up.
Yeah.
2008 was when Iron Man 1 came out, and it was when The Dark Knight came out.
Yeah.
And it was when the movie Taken came out with Liam Neeson's.
That's actually giving people like.
So there's some really great movies this year.
Really great movies to compare to.
But what I'm
in
saying
the
is
same year.
Stingers weren't normal. This is not
a
normal
thing. I hear you. There was still after credit stuff that happened, but not as much
as it
does now.
What I'm saying is that they were hoping it would be get a sequel.
And clearly.
That's what they were hoping.
Well, it could have, according to the numbers.
I'm really...
Like, if you really break down...
I was looking at the trivia.
Money made.
Yeah.
You could almost justify a sequel.
Depends on how much they... Depends on how much they spend on advertising. And
yeah, 100%. I agree with you. But even they made more than double.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the trivia. Was like it's rated one of the worst movies of all time.
Oh, I agree.
Was one of the trivia things. All right.
It's up there. So, it's up there.
Yeah. So Mark Wahlberg plays Max Payne, which not a bad casting.
I mean,
I'm not
honestly,
mad about that.
Honestly,
you think he would
if you told me Mark Wahlberg, if I had never seen this movie, you tell me Mark Wahlberg is going to play Max Payne, I'm with you.
Yeah, you've been. Like,
I'm for it.
Like that's okay. It's not the worst.
Not the worst casting.
Not the worst casting in the world.
Nope.
But It is what it is. So Mark Wahlberg, Max Payne. Mila Kunis comes in as Mona Sachs, who is a Russian assassin involved in the mafia in the games.
Yep.
She's also Russian and an assassin in this movie, but she is also Mila Kunis. So,
yeah.
She's not, honestly, like, she's not the worst actress in the world, but as she's, like, a lead, as a, as great. A, she's not the best. I just, it's not, she's not the most seasoned to, like, pull a film.
Well,
and
I mean,
it didn't fly for me.
She's also, like, all of her stuff to this point is mostly comedic.
Yeah, I was looking for Ashton Kutcher.
She is.
He didn't show up.
Yeah, he didn't show up. But so she all of a sudden tries to be serious, and you're just like, you're just Mila Kunis. Like, that's, you can't really pass it.
And you know what?
She was a tryhard.
I respect it. Like, I respect her trying to.
I don't.
Well, but you got to try. Like, I think she was probably trying to break out of, like, just doing comedic
things. This wasn't it.
Well, it just didn't work. It just didn't work, and the movie suffered for it, I think.
It just didn't work.
Yeah.
You're being so kind. You are trying to be so kind.
I'm trying to give the benefit of the doubt. All right,
of course you are.
Bo Bridges came in as BB. Bo Bridges is the younger brother of Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges' brother.
Mm.
Yeah, and he was okay.
Couldn't get Jeff.
I wouldn't have.
I mean, he's a pretty good actor.
Yeah, Bo Bridges, he's fine.
Yeah.
He's a good actor. I'm not mad about him.
Bo Bridges.
So he came in as BB. We got Ludacris coming in as Bravura.
Ludacris!
He's all right. I didn't think he was that bad. Like, he wasn't.
He belongs in one franchise and one franchise only.
Fast and Furious.
Family.
We got Robin. We got Chris O'Donnell.
Chris O'Donnell.
Jason Colvin.
Did they put contacts in his eye?
Contacts?
Looks like he had, like, super blue eyes.
He always has had that.
No, but they looked like even more so.
Well, I think in this movie they upped the contrast a lot in a lot of things.
Well, they tried to make
it was that whole film noir feeling that they tried to do
spirit. All of that
style. They didn't do it enough, though. They should have done it more. The games are
very... They should have just done it to the extent to the where extreme. The whole screen was black.
With a big old V-N.
Yep.
Fiend.
It just comes up with an N-A on it. It's like,
we saved you an hour and a half of time.
This game is... You got an hour and a half of life for never watching this.
Back.
Yeah. We also have... I thought this was kind of funny. I didn't know he was in this movie, and when he came on the screen, I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Donald Logue.
Yeah.
He's
Gordon.
Bullock.
Bullock.
In Gotham.
Oh. Yeah.
And he played the exact same character in this movie.
Literally the same one.
He plays the exact same character in pretty much every movie.
And you know what? I loved him. Like, I thought he was great.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I really enjoyed his character. Yeah, it's just
good
really good.
Cop character.
Yeah, with like, he's a little scruffy, and he looks a little homeless at sometimes, but
he was in something else.
Super good.
Probably. I bet you he was playing a cop.
Let's see. No. Actually, when I was looking up his biography, he was in The Patriot, and he's in Blade.
Oh, yeah, he was in The Patriot.
Yeah, so he's done some cool stuff, and he was good.
Wait.
He was Dan Scott in The Patriot.
Yeah, he was the,
Quinn in Blade.
Quinn.
Yeah. He's been in lots of good stuff.
Oh, yeah, he was Quinn in Blade. Yeah, okay, I remember that. He's a part of the elite group of hunters.
Of the hunters, Blade.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. So, I mean, again, it's not that the cast was, like, overtly terrible.
No.
Like, they weren't, like,
but it wasn't, like, an all-star cast. No.
But it wasn't. And you know what? You know what I really felt like?
It was Mark Wahlberg and the Funky Bunch.
Yeah. Well, while I was watching this movie.
They were the Funky Bunch.
What I really felt like was I was watching a student film. Like, the way.
College student, but student film.
Sure. I could say that. Yeah. Like, the way, just the dialogue was so bland.
Well, and it was almost a movie that was trying to play off of the popular themes and popular styles of the time.
Right.
So everything was just a caricature of other movies.
I wouldn't even say time. I would say it was early 2000, like 2001, 2002 styles. So it was almost a little too late for it.
They caught it. They caught it after the fact. Yeah. Either way.
Because those people were like that age when, you know, like during that time. God bless you.
Not today.
Not today, Satan.
Nope.
Not today. He's still
I'm alive still. I'm here still.
Those are pretty quiet for you.
I know they were. They were. For those of you who don't know, I already know how I die. It is by a sneeze. Carly's prepared. We're all well aware.
I get a little worried, though, when you hold it in.
Every sneeze.
When you hold it in, I get a little worried.
I can't hold it in. My head will literally. No, I didn't. I didn't hold it in. A little bit. Maybe held it back.
Held it back.
But I didn't hold it in. My head would literally explode if I held it in.
Next time, we just got to clap over his mouth and nose and just see what happens.
And that's how I go.
Boom!
And that's how I go.
You know what?
But if that's the case, be prepared to go with me because that type of explosion. Mm-mm.
Nah, you see, I don't want to clean the walls.
Yeah.
That's a mess, man.
It's in there. So I got to be aware.
Can't get them out of the walls.
Yeah, right? Nope. That's tough. Nope. Bleach.
Too much to deal with.
Doesn't work.
No.
All right. We're going to go over a little bit on the background here, and then we'll jump into our review. So, obviously, it's based off of the video game series that started on Windows on the PC and then was brought over by Rocksteady and
Team.
Consoles. There's three games. There's talks of a fourth.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, there is.
There's also talks of remasters of the first two.
Solid games. Really, yeah. Really good games.
April 2022, they came out saying that they're going to make a remaster for Xbox Series X.
I don't blame them.
Of the first two games. And I don't blame them. I'd play them. I'd play them on remastered. That'd be sick.
Played them originally. I'd play them now. Like,
yeah, I'd play them.
I only played the third one.
That's the dude. Yeah, I never played the new go to right now. People don't
remastering.
There's people our age don't. I don't think it's a shame. I think it's great.
I'd like a new one. It's kind of like the movie thing where it's like it's cool they're doing all these remakes and they're fun. But I like original stuff too.
I hear you on that. Things. But I like being able to replay some of my favorites
and
see them better. I think it's awesome. Halo 2
is so much freaking fun. Remastered.
The Master Chief Collection.
Oh my goodness, Master Chief is great.
The Bioshocks remastered. Fables remastered.
Yeah. Fable 1's still pretty rough, though.
Fable 1, yes, but still imagine Halo what it looked like too. Before?
Oh,
do you remember
terrible,
what it looked
terrible,
like? It was like
trash.
Bit.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Crazy.
So the video game, along with the one-shot comic, kind of talks about the history of Max Payne, and then the movie plays out for pretty much the first game. They make some pretty major changes, and we'll talk about that real quick here. So in the game, Max Payne is an undercover cop.
Yep.
He's lost his family a couple years ago.
Checks out.
And in the movie, he's not an undercover cop. In the movie, he works in the unsolvable case room. He's not actually
right.
out
cold
in the
case.
Field.
Cold case.
Yeah, he's cold.
Yeah, cold case.
Yeah. So a little bit different because actually that plays into one of the bigger changes in the movie.
Right.
And that in the movie, he goes out kind of looking for solving his wife's murder.
Yeah.
In the games, he's a plant in the Italian mafia city. And so he's like undercover in the mafia. And there are connections. He finds during his time undercover, he finds about that the Valkyr, the drug that is being peddled in the mafia. And he finds that there's a connection there between that and his wife's murder.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a connection there in the movie,
so
too.
He makes the connection while he's undercover. In this one, he knows.
He finds it.
He finds it.
By a Russian prostitute and his partner.
And a reflection in the mirror.
That was so dumb. No, not in the mobile.
That's what yes.
In the mobile.
Not a mirror.
How dumb
but
is
like,
that? He's like, oh, actually, I remember seeing this dude's face in the mobile. It's like,
right?
That's so dumb.
Right.
Anyway, in the game, he ends
up. It's Bo Bridges, too, right?
It is.
Well, eventually,
he sees eventually
Bo
he sees Bo in the,
right.
in the, yeah. So in the game, it's way cooler in the game. In the game, he is pinned for a murder, framed for a murder that makes him an enemy of the cops. And he's also framed for a murder that makes him an enemy for the mafia.
Yeah, he's a man. He's a man on an island.
Right, and so he's wanted by both groups, and they're constantly going after him.
One man wrecking crew.
Yeah. During that, he meets a guy named Jack Lupino, who's one of the smaller bosses in the game. He's also in the movie.
Yeah.
But he's been changed into a military guy that takes the drug as like a super soldier serum.
Yes, he does.
Which, again, is not in the game. He's also not a military guy in the game. They changed all of that, kind of made
and
it
they
like
give
a
him
Captain
these,
America thing.
They give him these visions.
Yeah, they have all these demon visions of the Valkyrie.
Yeah, hallucinations.
Yeah.
And they talk about, the game does reference the nightmares. And, like, when Mona overdoses Max in the game, he has nightmares of his wife's death. But it's never like this big demon. Like, it looked like Constantine.
Again, this is going to this connection between all of these movies.
The storyboard for this movie was like, all right, we're going to compile like seven different movies.
Yes, sir. Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Whoa. Tell me more.
Wait.
So have you seen these seven movies?
Which seven?
Constantine, uh-huh. Sin City, The Punisher.
Yes, sir.
And what were the other ones we're talking
Mario
about?
Mario Brothers.
Yes.
No, The Spirit.
The Spirit.
Yeah.
Even like 300. Like it was a lot of that Frank Miller look of like the over-exaggerated whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Before you had my attention. No, before you had my curiosity.
Now you have my attention.
So the end of the first game results in Mona and Max.
Yep.
Teaming up. I don't know where Mike came from.
Is there about even a Mike as, here? Speaking as accurate. Yeah. It's about as accurate.
My pain? Yes. Mona and Max team up, and they go after the mafia, and they end up coming to find out that BB is involved in the death of his wife, just like in the movie.
Yeah.
He ends up killing BB in the game. He kills him in the parking lot, like parking garage. In the movie, he kills him on a helipad.
Yep.
But in the
everybody
game,
dies on a helipad.
Yeah, well,
like any good villain.
Yeah. In the game, Nicole Horn, who's kind of like the mastermind of the whole BB controversy and all the stuff coming after his wife.
Yeah.
She is the one who's killed on the helipad, and she is the one who kind of like is revealed to be the puppeteer of all of this for Max Payne. In the movie, we don't even see
her. For all of Max's pain.
Yeah. Right. In the movie, we don't even see her until the end credits scene when they get a newspaper. He shows it to Mona, and there's like a, there's a whole deal about the,
that connection.
Connection to her and the drug and everything.
Like
I mean, we see her in there though.
Yeah, she's
in, the movie.
She's in the car occasionally. She's like the boss of that company.
Yeah. She's the person that walks up and says, "I'm sorry, if you need anything." Blah, blah, blah.
The deep dark,
the corporation.
Yep, the corporation. Yeah,
but she actually isn't the culmination of this movie because I bet you they were trying to kind of stretch that storyline to a second movie.
Of course they were.
Didn't work because the movie was terrible.
Nope. Milk that cow.
Milk it. All right, let's talk about our comic review. All right, comic review. I'm going to go first. I want to get
go
out of
first.
The way. I hated this movie.
Hit it.
It was terrible. I very rarely fall asleep in movies. I almost fell asleep twice in this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Still didn't. Almost did though.
I didn't because of you, because of the fans.
Wow.
I knew we needed to get
good
the
stuff. For you.
Thank you. I know.
Give the man some credit. Give the man some due.
Unsung heroes.
No, there goes my hero. Watch him as he goes asleep.
Oh, man, you know, I was fading. And you know what? It was like for a movie that's based on like shoot 'em up and like constant action. Because the game had it. This movie had action, but it was like 5% of the movie, and it was slow as all get out.
Yeah, I know.
They did the bullet time like twice. The one time when he goes backwards with the shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
In slow motion and shoots the guy behind him. It was like, it was kind of cool.
Matrix.
But yeah, the Matrix. But
Matrix.
It took him Harry, like 30 minutes.
Add another one.
The Matrix.
That's true.
Throw Matrix. The Matrix in there.
But it took it like 3 times longer than it should for him to go back and shoot that guy with the shotgun. Anyway, so, man, my biggest pet peeve of this movie, honestly, was the dialogue. Like, I could not stand when, like, any character opened their mouths. It was just really bad. I couldn't. Every time they tried to say something that was like quippy, it was just like it was such a cringy one-liner. And then, I mean, I'm not a big fan of the games. I never really played them. But like going back and researching the games, and realizing that like there wasn't even a redeemable aspect of it actually following the movie or actually following the game's plot. It just made me so upset. And also they missed a chance. Mona's sister was renamed. How terrible is that? Mona's sister was renamed in the movie to Natasha. And when I was reading up on the game, her sister's name is Lisa.
Mona Lisa.
And they ruined the opportunity. I didn't even get a chuckle out of the names.
I didn't even get a chuckle. Didn't even get a giggle.
Whatever. Man, it was harsh. It was just really bad. And it makes me sad because I like Mark Wahlberg. Mm-hmm. I think he's a fine actor. Mm-hmm. He's not like my favorite, but I think he's great. Like, I think he does some great stuff.
Yeah.
He can be really good.
Yeah.
And I think he was trying. I really do think he was kind of trying.
I wasn't joking earlier. Did you know that he was nominated for an Oscar and almost won for The Departed?
For The Departed.
He had actually won the Golden Globe. He had won the... What's the one before the Oscar?
The Grammys?
Tony's.
Academy Awards.
It's not the Academy Awards. Is the Oscars?
Is the Oscars? Razzie?
No, I don't.
He probably won one.
He probably won a Razzie before.
Burning Man.
So there's a series of these different award shows leading up to it, and some and usually you can get a good
Golden
prediction
Globes?
Of who's gonna. It might just be the Golden Globes. I don't know, but you can usually SAGs.
Oh,
Screen
SAGs.
Actor,
yeah,
Guild,
Screen
Awards.
Actor Guild Awards.
So he won, I believe, the Screen Actor Guild. Not for Max. Jeez. No. So in The Departed,
he's good.
I believe less than 20 minutes.
Probably,
and
he's
the
straight laced cop,
majority,
right?
Yeah, the vast majority of his lines are curse words. Like it's almost entirely
and insults
curse
to your mother
words. And insults to your
mother.
Yeah. So he does that
it's a great
and gets
movie.
Nominated for an Oscar and wins other awards for it.
Yeah.
And then he's also in this movie.
But you know what I say to that. Is that all those curse words that he used in this dialogue in The Departed?
Yeah.
Felt very real.
Oh,
like
yeah.
It felt like a real person would say that.
Sure.
But no one in their right mind would say the things that he said in this movie.
There's a very, very good chance. I don't know him personally, but there's a very good chance he was just being himself in The Departed.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, man. He's pretty religious.
He is. He's
pretty soft spoken.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
I've watched like,
in his older age, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, I've watched
maybe not like, Mark
in
and
his,
Mark.
I think in his older age. I think he's gone through he's gone through a lot of his life and changed a lot and he's grown a lot. And I believe a large part due to his faith, as you had shared. He's a devout Catholic.
Yeah. He prays and like he gets up super early to make sure he can pray
he
and
that
read the Bible.
Schedule.
He
has
like
he's like the Rock.
Yeah.
He's
the Rock.
Yeah.
Have you heard his interview with Tom Holland where he's like, just do the exact opposite that I've done? He's like, by the time I was your age, I was arrested like 3 times. Like,
right.
Like, just don't do what I did. So yeah,
he
had a pretty
messed
up childhood.
He did a movie, Father Stew.
He's like a boxer that becomes a.
No, he was like. Oh, maybe it
was
a boxer.
I think he's a boxer, and then
he
becomes
went to jail.
A priest.
And then he goes, once he comes out, he becomes a priest.
All I know
you guys
is
are putting me to sleep with Max Payne.
He has the grossest mustache in the world in that movie.
So, yeah.
All right, so what did you think? What did you think?
He's
about
an amazing actor. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I have played the Max Payne games.
Yeah.
And I know the synopsis
I'm glad
you just
have,
shared.
I haven't.
I know the synopsis you just shared makes it sound like they were so far from the actual storyline in the Max Payne games.
The Italian mafia didn't even exist in this movie.
I know that. But there are a lot of elements that still existed within this. Like, they are completely... I think the issue is they're completely... dramatized. Like, they are not... overly dramatized in this movie. The aspect of the demons, like, almost feels as though, like...
They're
it's
Valkyries,
actual...
okay? Can you put some respect on their name?
Well,
you're exactly
but they're
right.
Not. Aren't Valkyries all women?
Usually.
All these Valkyries. Dudes were dudes. They were demon dudes.
Do you know that?
I looked.
Do they identify as dudes?
All right.
I look pretty close.
Here's what I'm saying. That became a central part of the storyline.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. It doesn't belong there, but there is a basis for it, okay?
Oh, sure, yeah. That drug created crazy hallucinations in
right.
the game.
In the game,
we
it
never
created,
saw
yes.
them, but they talked about them.
Yes, exactly.
And it was referenced in Norse mythology in the game.
There are a lot of characters that are pretty directly from the game.
Sure, sure.
Like, yes, he's changed in terms of he's not a undercover cop. He is a cold case cop. Like, but his storyline around, like, the relationship with Bo, the storyline with his wife, his death, her death, and the plot around all of that.
The connection to the drug.
A lot of it is still pretty accurate. Here's the thing. You hear, and I said this earlier on, Mark Wahlberg is playing Max Payne.
Right.
I want to root for that movie.
Yeah.
Like, I want that to be a good movie.
Yeah.
And they botched it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they
and
did.
They, and it's not some of the, I would argue, here's my argument.
Okay.
It is not the changes that they made.
Okay.
Around some of the character choices and
the core
even
material.
Necessarily leaning into some of the demon stuff a little bit more and showing that a little bit more.
Sure.
Is it completely too much? Yes, it was way too far.
Yeah, what I don't understand is did they actually tear Natasha apart or did she tear herself apart?
Right.
Who knows? They don't tell about it. They don't
because
say anything about it.
Because the other dude that's like the peddler that they went to?
Yeah.
That one makes sense.
Yeah.
Because he, like, jumps himself.
Right.
So, like, yes, we saw the demon pull him, but, like, it's obvious that he's, like, committing suicide. He's jumping out.
Thank you. Yes. Right?
So, like, that one makes sense. But Natasha was literally, like, they found her arm.
Right.
Like, it was just, like, her arm and, like, her...
Right,
like,
he doesn't. So that, that's
I mean, the only thing that you can think of is that the guy that maybe the dude Jake, he had his katana or sword thing.
He was watching her on
but
the roof.
But he was watching, so it's like, did he jump down and maybe kill her with the
probably thing? Probably, you're probably it's probably
but
right.
But like, you had to come to this conclusion yourself.
I didn't.
Yes,
I didn't. Yes, I didn't Harry. Come to that.
Yeah. Yes,
I just exactly. thought. I just thought she had the willpower to. You know what? She wanted to get out of that movie badly. She was like, "This movie's horrible."
She's like, "My name's Lisa."
Yeah.
I'm a reference to a painting.
So the connection there is you are supposed Leonardo to make that he jumped down and he's the one who kills her, and it's this whole thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. I didn't even think about that until you said that. That makes a lot of sense.
I actually don't think that that's the major problem. I think the major problem is all of the writing.
Yeah.
The dialogue, like you had said,
100%.
Is actually
so
the entirety of the problem here.
The pacing is so bad.
You could... We've talked about changes like these. We have seen less accurate movies, and we've been okay with it because of what... Because there's still accuracy.
Sure.
And they create their own story.
Sure.
They just created a terrible story here, and they wrote it like a third-grade play.
Yeah, it was real bad.
Like, I don't know how to describe it other than that. And I make no personal... I actually don't see any person playing the character that they're playing. I see Mark Wahlberg talking to Mila Kunis. Like, I do not see Max Payne talking
Ludacris
to Mona. Like,
Ludacris was completely...
Ludacris is Luda in this movie. Like, right. I don't see anyone playing an actual character. I just see them being on a screen saying words.
Have you seen the Jimmy Fallon bit where it's the children's theater where they write a script of the movie and then they act it out? That's what it feels like.
That's what it feels like. That's exactly what it feels like. So that is the major problem.
Yeah.
Like I said, we have seen less accurate movies or less comic accurate movies and been okay with it. I actually think they took certain things, and yes, maybe the demons is a big flag for me. It's way overstretched.
Yeah.
But, and you have to make certain leaps. But that could have been recovered. Like, I honestly believe...
Sure, that could have been in there.
That could have been in there. They had the pieces there for it to be okay, and... I'm not saying it would have been a great movie, but I'm saying it could have been a lot better than what we got. The dialogue just destroys it.
So, question. I mean, you played the third one, but it might... Is the drug in the third one?
Is like that drug?
That drug.
Not that I know of.
Okay. So, then I'll ask you, because I haven't played it, so I don't know. Does the drug, like, give you, like, superpowers?
Yeah.
But
it gives you, like...
The drug is what gives you the slow down shooting.
Right. It gives you the ability to be able to move faster.
He did that before he took the drug.
No, he didn't.
Max Payne did.
When?
When he did the backwards shotgun. Wasn't
that doesn't even make any sense.
He did that before he took the... Because he didn't take the thing until he was, like,
In the river and he was shot up. Yeah.
But then he took it. And so the sky opened, and he became like a monster.
It's supposed to give you, for a temporary period of time, it's supposed
makes
to give you
even faster and stronger?
Stronger, faster healing.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good. They didn't really explain that well in the movie.
Right, and actually so it also is supposed to make you more... It's supposed to make you more... your reflexes... Like,
yeah,
that's where I
everything.
Think heightened reflexes as well, because what goes along with it is that's why I thought, like, the bullet... When they were using the... What is it? Bullet time.
Bullet time, yeah.
When they were using that, it was only when he was on that drug. But you're right.
I think the shotgun might
have been before.
I mean, even if
and
it
if
wasn't.
And if that's the case, it just doesn't add up.
It was. It was right before.
It was before,
right after that, that's when
he ends in the river.
That's when Bo kills the guy. And then they take him, and then they knock him out.
And they put him in the river.
Doesn't add up.
Yeah, it just doesn't add up. Well, but I'm glad that actually happens in the game, though. Like, I feel like it wasn't clear in the movie that, I know it was like, oh, it makes you less fearful.
Sure.
And that it worked for that one, the dude with the tattoos on his face.
Well, it kind of worked for
him. Well, it worked for him better than, like, the other test subjects.
Than most of them, yeah. Drove all the others fully crazy, where he was only partially crazy.
Right, but I feel like it wasn't clear that, like, if Mark Wahlberg took it, he could then, like, be superpowered and bust through everybody. Like, the skies opened up and he became like a demon-powered dude.
Again, this is where it goes to, like, they lean on this trope of, like, only one out of 1,000 worked for. Well,
yeah, and then it was him too.
And it was him too. Like, you knew the whole time. Yeah, yeah. You knew the whole time he at some point was going to take this drug, and it was going to be him too.
I thought it was going to kill him. I thought it was going to kill him. I didn't.
You honestly are looking at me in the face, in the eyeballs, you're telling me that you didn't know within the first 30 seconds of that drug being introduced that he was going to take it and he was going to be one of the survivors.
No, I didn't do that.
Then what did you think was going to happen at the end? He was going to take the drug, fall in the water, and die?
Well, no, I didn't think he was going to take the drug.
Oh, my gosh. What movies have you watched? Harry, am I wrong here?
I was half asleep while I watched this movie, too.
Dude, all right, I'll start. Every movie. Every movie that sets up like that.
I didn't think it was set up well.
This thing is only one in a million. Guess who's the one in the million? The main character.
The villain was.
It's always the case.
I thought he was going to kill the villain without the powers because he's just like us.
It's literally, oh my gosh, Captain America. Captain America.
Well, no.
The Tesseract, it makes you, the superhuman serum.
It makes the good better,
and it makes the bad worse. Well, guess what's going to happen? He's going to take the freaking drug, and he's going to get better. Yeah. He's going to be busy, heightened better is better.
Yeah, it was good.
Ridiculous.
I like that movie better. What'd you think, Gary?
So,
I'm jacked up right now.
Where are my demons?
Are you done your energy drink?
Yeah, I've been
the biggest part. That's the biggest part of these things.
Yeah, go ahead, Harry.
Biggest part about this movie is that every single time a scene cut, you had to make up and come to a conclusion of what happened in between and the next scene. You're like, wait, why are they in a car driving to a funeral?
Big jumps in story. Well,
wasn't
there
and then where it was like raining, and then the next scene was snowing?
Sure,
and the next scene was
absolutely.
Like it was really
then
confusing.
There's snow on the ground and it's torrential downpour, and Mark Wahlberg's just out in the rain like. Look at me. No, stop.
Spitting image.
Thank you. My hair and everything.
Everything.
Literally, I mean, you're talking. This is the combination of the Spirit, Sin City, The Matrix,
Punisher.
What else have we said so far? I can't even.
I think that was pretty much it.
No, I just said the Matrix. That's only four, though, that I said. There was definitely more.
Trash.
Clone Wars.
What? Don't speak ill of Clone Wars.
Constantine.
So this every single time there was a scene cut, there was just like you had to make up time within that time, and you're just falling behind at that point.
That's what I'm saying.
The other thing with the writing is that they're like, okay, you're like, don't talk to that guy. You know, like you leave a dead dog dying, and it's like. Okay, and then so you're either supposed to have played the games and quasi understand what happens with him. But even then, they come to different conclusions within the movie. So it's like, okay, so you then see a little bit of character development later on, almost in the middle of the end of the movie with his wife and baby.
Saying
she loved art. We were doing a college fund because she loved art. Well, we wouldn't know she loved art because we don't even know what her name is.
Yeah, right. BB set up the fund, right?
Who the heck is BB?
He's Bo.
No, I know, but like nobody knows who BB is. They're like, in the end of the movie, he's like, I was partners with his dad for years. It's like, that's great to know now. After you just shot him.
Yeah.
The first time you meet him, he makes some mention of like, well, I took care of it because we're like family.
That's it.
And it's like, who's this dude?
But in what regards? You're not Vin Diesel, you can't just throw family around.
Well, and we've been in the movie for like 45 minutes at this point. Yes. We've never even heard this guy's name.
He used to be a cop, now he's what? And then eventually they're like, he's head of security. And it's like, what?
Do you know do you know how many head of security we deal with in all of this stuff? Like Punisher, that's exactly what.
Yeah.
Like, I'm now head of security. Private security.
Yeah.
And it's so there's that.
Do you trust anyone who's literally head of security?
I thought I was head of security for Legion.
Head of private security only for
John,
Legion.
Only John Favreau and only Harry Chapin. You got your badge?
Got your badge.
He says, he's holding the FaceTime up here, and he says, hey, forehead of security. I love it.
So there's that. There's just so many jumps in the movie itself. That's you have to make it up. Man. Then there's jumps in the story where you're like, I don't know who that really person
glad,
is.
I'm really glad you said that, Because I thought it was just me falling asleep all the time.
But, that's the movie.
That's the movie.
It's literally the movie.
I want to root for this movie. I actually want to root for this movie because I really like Mark Wahlberg. I really like Max Payne. It should be. It should have been a
Max Payne was the best franchise that came out of Remedy Entertainment Games.
It should have been a marriage. Alan
Wake. Alan Wake was not good.
Yeah.
And the other one that was big, besides the other ones, I don't even remember, was Quantum Break.
Quantum Break,
Quantum Break was okay.
Right.
Yep.
But these games kind of fell flat on their face.
Max Payne was the champ.
And Max Payne was a champ. And then you have Rockstar pull, enough. And they're like, you know what, we're going to take Max Payne.
We're going to take that.
Right.
We're going to take that.
We're going to put it on the major
consoles. And so you have Grand Theft Auto, which I guess we can name in this podcast, but can't talk about
it's
it
It's rated M for the masses.
Yes. So you have that. And then you have the great Red Dead Redemption that is made by Rockstar.
Redemption.
And that's there's other games, but those are the two heaviest hitters.
That's adult things.
That's adult things.
That's a real life American
history. It's history.
Yeah.
So it's like you have those, and then you're like Max Payne 3. And it's like Max Payne 3. I played Max Payne 3. It was okay, but I didn't finish it because I was like,
I feel like it kind of, does it kind of go in the
same? It just doesn't even go along with his, it's not his storyline. It's because some lady that helped him's daughter went missing, or kid or whatever, and he goes down to South America and starts shooting people. Shocker.
Would you say that Max Payne is kind of in that same vein of like the Uncharted games where it's like, they're okay. Not like amazing, but
they're not groundbreaking.
But they're fine. Like they're fine
games. They're just more violent Indiana Jones games.
I want to root for this, and it just every turn that you try and make on it, like
you know what I want to root.
Don't get me started on the guns in this movie.
You know me and guns. You know what I was going to say. You know what I want to root for?
How many shots?
I want to root for how big his clips are.
Yeah,
because we were talking about this earlier, Harry.
He has a 30,000 round magazine on his handgun.
The scene where Robin gets shot, where Chris O'Donnell gets shot. And he like has to get away from all those SWAT guys.
You know what it is? It's the beginning of the other guys where they're just shooting randomly and like people are like getting
and he gets them all.
And
he gets them all with a pistol that has like 35 shots.
That's like a 16 round magazine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In that handgun.
Three times.
And there's at least 8 to 12 men with
he doesn't miss.
Eight of them having fully automatic SMGs.
Yeah, we haven't established that, though.
And four other guys having shotguns, and they could not hit
and
him.
And they've got SWAT gear on. He's got to hit him, like, right in the neck if he's going to hit
and
him.
And he's running with this pamphlet, and he's like Han Solo. Does Han Solo hit anyone? No. You know Max Payne does, though. Some guy's like, I'm a jugular. Kick the heck out of here.
You know what it also kind of reminded me of? We were talking about The Matrix. It kind of reminded me of, like, a really bad version of the bank scene.
Oh yeah.
Where they're running through and like flipping and not getting hit.
Yeah.
But except he was just flailing about and not getting hit.
But the best part too with that
this is the end of like all the worst parts of these movies that we've just named. Like all of the bad things in each of
two
these
of them
movies
had Keanu Reeves,
they put together into one of these.
I want a new Constantine.
He redeemed himself with John Wick, who reloads and uses gun work like a champ,
and
like a real human being.
Yeah. Keanu, anyway, it was brutal to watch. Like there would be like a shot go off in the gun, and then like later on the muzzle flash would be randomly in the scene. Like it's not at the end of the gun.
Yeah.
What was going on?
And it would be
muzzle flash is in the barrel.
It's
at the end of the barrel.
Yeah.
It comes out the handle.
Comes out your butt.
That's where the muscles.
And you know what? Some of this
that's
might.
That's what your sound is.
That's right. There. Well, he made that. That's you, isn't it? Isn't that a Harry
I didn't
original?
Make this. I was up in my room doing little he fart noise. I was like, nope, that's not it.
You're like, I could do this.
Wait. I didn't quite get it
right. Nope, that's not it.
But you know what? Some of these things could be excusable.
Sure.
Like, yeah, like we would look past one of these, maybe two,
but even
not all of them.
No, I was trying, and it's like.
Listen, I would even almost say all of them if they looked good.
Sure.
But like.
Not just that.
If there was just character development and the scenes didn't cut the way they cut.
If writing just made sense.
But I mean, like.
If writing just made sense.
The first time we see him in action when he goes into that subway bathroom. And the guys come in, and he's blowing off the door.
Yeah, it was cool. Even though that's a five-round gun.
Way too many shots.
Even though that's a five-round gun.
There was eight doors.
It looked super cool.
Yes.
Like, if the rest of the action pieces looked that cool, then it might be like, okay. It's a video game movie. He can have more bullets. It looks cool. But then the rest of them were just super sloppy. Like you said, it looks like there's no way he's hitting anybody, and yet he kills everybody.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
So bad.
You know what drug did or redeemed like that type of a story was the Batman. Like the drop heads and stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. In the new
like that, they did it right.
Yeah. Yes, drop heads were they were creepy.
Yes,
man.
They did.
They were like poop emoji people.
Onion heads.
The onion heads. Yeah.
Onion cool. heads.
All right. Verdict.
Yeah.
Verdict. Can we end this?
I'm ready.
Yeah, we're ending this.
Verdict time. All right. Well, we'll let you go last because you've actually played the first game.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So you can go last. Harry, what do you think? What's your verdict, man?
Dude, garbage. Hot pile
both?
Of garbage.
Both?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, we don't have to belabor this. Like, we don't have to
That's
go
it.
Too
yeah,
long.
Yeah, I'm not.
He's just, I'm done. Why are you, move on.
Garbage.
He was done before you said we don't have to belabor this. He was already
I understand.
Done. I understand.
Science seal delivered. Yeah, garbage.
Already,
I'm yours.
I didn't want to cut him off.
No, but wait. Hold on. There is a specification here.
No.
Is it garbage or is it hot garbage?
Pile of garbage. Yeah, it's true.
And what for both? This is where
it's.
Remember, you're going to be.
What's the first
on
one?
The
comic.
Comic first.
Comic.
Yeah, it's garbage. It?
Yep.
It's garbage.
Oh,
classy.
Garbage.
Look what you've done. I know what I did.
Look what
and
you've done.
Proud of me?
No.
Personal opinion second.
Yes.
Yeah. Garbage, and then your opinion.
Garbage.
Garbage and garbage.
I would rather watch that than Love and Thunder.
Garbage. Wow. Ooh, good call.
A man.
Just saying.
Yeah,
I never want to watch Love and Thunder again.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Would watch Max Payne and Victoria asked me. She's like, I want to watch Max Payne. I would question it, but I'd still watch it.
I would say, though.
I want to watch Love and Thunder. I said, please excuse
me.
Ahead. I'm just going to go drive
home.
You
go ahead and do that.
I would
go
say
ahead and do that.
The second time I saw Love and Thunder, it wasn't as bad.
You contemplated your life. You said, why am I on this rock?
No, it's because my wife is very into the MCU movies, and she didn't see it the first time, so I wanted to make sure she got a chance to see it. I would say it wasn't as bad as the first time, and here's why. Because I went into it knowing it was garbage.
I guess so.
And so there was at least still a few moments that I chuckled. In this movie, In this movie, I never wanted to ever re-ever anything again.
Avada Kedavra.
The boy who died.
The boy who lived.
Comic accurate or video game accurate, I would say garbage. And I would say for me, a hot pile of garbage. It has to be a hot pile of garbage. It was so bad.
Gotcha.
My skin crawled watching it.
Yeah.
Understood.
Logan.
Garbage. For comic accuracy. I think there were too many changes, but I don't think some of the things that were carried over push it into hot pile of garbage.
No,
it's not a completely...
After you said those things,
yeah,
I agree. I was going to originally
different.
Put it there.
Yeah. I was... thinking there as well. This is tough. I mean, I'm throwing it in hot pile of garbage personally, especially because I wanted it even... It should have been better. I wanted it to be better, and
then it
was worse than... you know the movies where you're like, I want it... I'm actually kind of looking forward to what this could have been, and then you're like, how did it get... How did they do that?
Yeah.
How did they do it
how
that
did
bad?
They
my
do
boy.
It that badly?
Yeah.
They did my boy. My boy wrong. You my boy, Blue. And so I'm definitely in hot pile of garbage. I look forward to our bottom five because
this might be in there.
I have to now.
More movies.
I was ready to go, and then I watched this movie, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is gonna shake things up.
Thank you, Patreon. You shook it up.
It's gonna shake up my bottom
Way
five.
Way to be shooken.
Yeah. Well,
the shaker has become the shaked, and the shirker is the shaked.
The
has been shaketh.
Has been shaketh.
Has been shookened. All right. Well,
all right.
Don't go watch Max Payne.
Nope.
Instead,
just watch this.
Go watch the other guys.
Check this out. Watch the other guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we will see you guys in the next episode of the Legion of Comic Correction.